True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to talk about a guy that slipped in manure and came out wearing a brown suit? MLB Network has hired him. He's going to work for TBS and be one of their lead analysts on the whatever championship series they have. Why do I want to hear Derek Shelton on that? As a viewer, I'm thinking whatever he says, I'm going to trust the opposite. Exactly. He's one of the worst managers of all time.
Four teams in the NL since Kelly took over have a worse record.
Rockies?
One.
Braves?
Two. Very good.
Mets?
No.
Wow.
Just a half game better.
Nationals?
Three. Fourth one is still in the play in fringy playoff contention, I think. Maybe
Cardinals?
Better than fringy. No, Giants. That's it. Four teams with a worse record since Kelly took over. So, I mean, it's been better. Hasn't been that much better.
All right, let's get into some of it with Greg Brown on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Greg, Don Kelly just confirmed that this is going to be Paul Skeens' final home start of the season. What has impressed you most about Skeens' Cy Young season?
I think just that he keeps all the outside noise away and he stays focused as he did in game one when he got to the big leagues against the Cubs in May of last year. And he just continues to get better. You know, how he just uses all of his pitches. He put that slinker away for about 10 starts, brought it back out his last time. Just how he manages his daily routine, the crazy life around him, maturity, absolutely everything is impressive. And I think his ERA at home the last, I don't know, 8 or 9 starts at PNC Park is like 0.50. It's just, it's nuts. You cannot believe, I've said this so many times, you really, and we all have to take a step back and try and grasp it all. It's hard to believe we're watching it in real time.
Brownie, this might seem like a ridiculous question. He's never pitched, nor has the Pirates, since he came up, sniffed even a playoff appearance. How much longer do we have to go watching Paul Skeens pitch at this level before we start to make declarations about where he ranks in franchise history among pitchers?
Well, I think we could argue that just his body of work so far, in terms of the Pirates franchise, is there anybody?
He's going to have a rookie of the year and a Cy Young in.
Yeah,
you know, as a formality.
If he wins that, is there anybody better? I mean, is there anybody better?
Don't get Jim Trendinich started. He's going to start texting me about Wilbur Cooper and Babe Adams.
Yeah, he'll throw a Deacon Philippe at us, but I mean, he might be the best pitcher in team history already. 2 years in.
That's right. Well, it's hard for me to think there's somebody better. Just with all just the stuff, the body of work. It's only been one full year, as it turns out. But and that's what's so exciting about it. You know, you never know what you're going to see each night with him as he piles up the strikeouts. The ERA gets lower and lower. Just not for this year, but lifetime. The stats at home are crazy. He keeps the innings keep climbing. I think he starts the day second or third in the league in innings pitched. And so it's like you can't wait till next year what's going to happen when he has a after one full year under his belt. And now he's going to get up to 200 innings this year. What's going to look like next year?
Well, that then brings the next question. What do they need to do to make sure that Paul Skenes is pitching in games that matter in September next year and then in hopefully playoff games?
Oh, are you Neil Huntington? Games that matter in September.
I was trying to baby step my way into it, Pony.
Well, your definition of what I know I've talked about this with you guys. I've said it forever, and especially since the expanded playoffs have come about. You want to get better. You want to try and win a division, of course. I mean, the right now the standard is the Brewers. But it's so frustrating because it doesn't take much. It takes just a little bit better than average these days. The Reds are 75-75. They're two games out of a wild card spot. Mm-hmm. And if the Pirates, with their pitching, get into a series, not just a one-game elimination, but the best of three, hopefully best of five, regardless, they are going to be a force to be reckoned with this pitching staff. That's the frustrating part. You don't have to be great, although you want to be. That you want to strive for that. But my goodness, just get to 500 at this point and you're in it.
Greg, it's been 10 years since they last made the playoffs. You mentioned the pitching being obviously the strength of the team. Give me one thing they have to do, and you can't just say get bats. Give me one thing they have to do to make themselves a playoff team next year.
Well, if I can't say get bats, what good is it?
Well, I'm going to say narrow it down to like a position or a player or something like that. Yes, we all know they need hitters, but specifically what kind of hitters and where are they playing?
Well, they need somebody with pop. They need either a third baseman or a shortstop at that position, and they need a left.
Oh, so you don't think Pham's going to be back?
No, I'd be shocked.
Wow.
Shocked.
That's interesting. Why is that?
Well, he's not. I mean, if you're going to be, you're looking to get to the postseason. He's 37. He'll be 38 next year. He had a really good second half. I think we're starting to see pitches that he hit for a good almost 3 month stretch. Now he's 0 for his last, I think, 17. Mm-hmm. He's not your regular left fielder on a winning team. He's
gotcha.
A good fourth outfielder. If you want to keep him in that respect, but I'm talking about getting a legitimate starting left fielder and starting either third baseman or shortstop. I think that is absolutely a must for this team.
What kind of crossroads right now is O'Neill Cruz's career at?
Well, it's a good question because Don Kelly sat him down last night, and it was obvious why.
People that didn't watch an 11:30 game in Washington when there was a Steelers game going on why it was obvious, Greg.
Well, but that's not just that game.
Oh.
It's happening. It's been happening again. You know, there was a stretch there where I think Donnie talked to him a month ago, and you could see him. The energy, you could see him running and on and off the field to his position and back to the dugout. He was into the games. And then over the last, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks, there have been base hits, hard base hits to right field where he practically gets to first base and the ball is on the way in from the outfielder. It's a terrible look. And so he's gotten kind of back to that. And then he hit a ball off the wall in left field the other day in DC where a good throw, he might be out because he stood there. And, you know, I'm sure Donnie has relayed this to him because Donnie's a Pittsburgher. Pittsburghers, you know, they don't want you to hit 200. They want you to hit 300. They want you to hit 40 homers because you're capable. They want you to drive in 140, but they will forgive you. But what they will not do is forgive you for lollygagging and not hustling. And so I think, you know, the message was clear. That's why I sat him last night. I'm really anxious to watch the game tonight. I think we are going to see an energized O'Neill Cruz in there. And so hopefully this is the beginning of a new era for O'Neill Cruz tonight.
Does he need a position change again in the offseason?
No, I don't think so. You know, because he was okay also defensively for a good stretch. And you know, the error was not being lackadaisical. It was kind of a dumb error because he looked up thinking he might be able to get a guy out. Mm-hmm. And again, he's been through stretches this year where he kind of limited that. When he first started out in the outfield, he was trying to throw everybody out at home plate, and guys were running around the bases as he did that. As a throw went to the backstop, he's cut back on that significantly. And so, I don't think he's going to have to change positions again. Now, that may be determined in the winter when they do pick up a couple of bats. You know, if they end up getting two outfielders and they decide they want to move him somewhere, that's one thing. But I think for right now, I wouldn't see that as a necessity.
Brownie, hold on. I got one more for you. Just testing your Pirates trivia knowledge. 50 years ago today, what happened that's famous in Pirates and Major League history at Wrigley Field? I mentioned this because Jim Trudinich's name came up, and he just tweeted it out an hour ago.
50 years ago, significant in Pirates and baseball
history.
It's
a one-off event in baseball history. Only one guy can claim this in a nine-inning game.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it the 7-for-7?
Was Rennie Stennett 7-for-7?
Both of you came to it at the same time. Rennie Stennett 7-for-7 against the Cubby Bears.
Well, that hint helps. Yeah. I can't believe 50 years. My goodness.
Greg, I'm going to end this thing. I'm going to go position by position. You tell me when I name the guy if you think he will be in the opening day starting lineup for the Pirates next year. Spencer Horwitz.
Yes.
Nick Gonzalez.
Yes.
Henry Davis.
I don't know.
Yes, because he'll catch Paul Skeens on opening day.
That's a good answer. Good answer.
Jared Triolo.
Where? I don't know. I don't know where, but I think he'll be starting somewhere.
Andrew McCutchen.
I mean, if I had to... I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Brian Reynolds.
Yes.
O'Neill Cruz.
Yes.
Jack Sawinski.
I would doubt it.
Okay. All right, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
yeses.
And Triolo, you seem like you are now thinking a yes.
Just somewhere on the field.
So that'll be 6 and 9.
Well, no, McCutchen's a question mark. And then Sawinski's a no.
And I never even asked a third baseman because they don't even have anybody that really qualifies right
now. Are you
right
counting
now?
My Henry Davis gag as a technical
no, I didn't
yes.
count that as a yes.
Okay.
All right, Greg, enjoy the ball game tonight. Paul Skeens' last one in Pittsburgh this year. Have fun.
It's going to be a good one. Cade Horton, probably the rookie of the year in the National League for the Cubs, so it's going to be a good one. Thanks,
is he
going to
happen in the lineup? Because if he is, he might go 7-for-7, even
not
with
Skeens
on the mound. Goodbye, Greg.
Ian Happ, and that'll be a story if he's not in the lineup tonight. Yeah, I'll see you guys.
See you, Greg.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's Black and Gold Auction House time. We spent a lot of our summer bidding on Steelers props and player props for 2025, the three of us, me, Chris, Donnie Football. Before we start bidding on some things today, can we get a review of how our bets that we made before the season started are looking right now, two games in?
Yeah, I'd love to. You know that I'm a big fan of running the auction house tracking status here. We had some early ones. Jonnu Smith, 2025 catches. Donnie has over 47 there. Steelers total team.
Hold on. That's actually not looking
terrible.
Terrible. So he had 5 in the first game. He had 4.
Yeah, he's got 9 already.
In game 2.
His yards per catch average not looking great. But
you can dance if you Jonnu, baby.
Steelers total team interceptions, over 17 for Pony. 2 in the game against Seattle.
Then that's it. They didn't
that's
pick
it.
Off
yeah,
Fields.
Did not get Fields.
Yes, right. I'm okay. I'm in good shape there.
Roman Wilson receiving yards, Pony, over 305.
Oh, God.
Don't love it.
Shut up, Donnie.
Don't love it.
Donnie's in there laughing like a hyena over that pick.
I know.
Hey, it may only take one big one for him to be more infused into the offense.
I'm skipping the 4 we did for preseason games. That was fun. Donnie, Chris Boswell made field goals over 35. He made what?
He's got five already.
Yeah, good shape. Malzi, Cam Hayward sacks 2025 over 8. We need to get moving there. Mm. We need a 2-sack game. Aaron Rodgers pass touchdowns 2025. Donnie over 26. Still fine. He's got five already.
That's looks like a really good one.
You're on a robust pace. Pony with a Calvin Austin receiving yards over 450.
Look good after one game.
Still doesn't look great right now.
Yeah, I don't think you're in like dire straits.
Depends on how much Aaron Rodgers meant it when he said Calvin's a great kid, etc. If he puts him mentally in the Rodgers doghouse, that could be a problem. TJ Watt sacks in 2025 for Pony. Over 16.
Ah, F off. Are you serious?
Not great.
Oh, man.
But you know what? This one's going to get everyone, myself included, to laugh the hardest. Broderick Jones sacks allowed per PFF measurements. Under 11 for me. He's already been charted with 4, I believe. They hit him with 1 in that game, too, even though it was a coverage sack.
Yes.
I did not argue about the three in the Jets game. That was pretty obvious. They charted him with a sack allowed in this game, which I know which one they're talking about. I would have called it a coverage sack. And then we got one more here, Pony.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers pass yardage. Donnie, over 3,410. Jaylen Warren, rush yardage, over 625 to Pony. That is where we stand right now in the auction house. Well, we know Caleb Johnson ain't getting it. You could go Caleb Johnson rushing yardage over 12, and I think I'd take the under.
Oh, that's an interesting suggestion, maybe, for a future auction house item.
We'd be going in half yardage increments to bid up.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to get another Donnie Bello.
All right.
Here we go.
Today, fresh off him catching his first touchdown in a Steelers uniform, DK Metcalf receiving yards in 2025. I'll go 200.
Wow. I'll go 300.
I'll go 400.
500.
I'll go 600.
I'll go 700.
I'll go 750.
775.
I'll go 8.
I'll go 850.
I'll go 875. Going once?
I'll go 880.
I'll go 885.
I'll go 890.
890 to Malzi. I'll go 895.
896.
I'll go 899.
$1. Sorry. I'll go 900.
I'll go 901.
I'll go 902.
903.
904.
I will go 905.
I'll go 906.
I'll go 922.
922 to Malzi. Okay, now we're really getting somewhere. DK Metcalf receiving yards 2025. 922 to Malz. I'll go 923.
I'm going to take a guess what happened there with Malzi's bid.
Me too. I think I know what it is.
He got a text from his favorite insider
that
listens to the show
that said this
is his average every year.
No. I had the page pulled up already.
Projected.
No. I just wanted to throw a random number out there.
923 to me.
934.
934 to Chris. Going once.
9:35.
9:35 to Donnie.
9:52.
9:52 to Malzi. 9:55 to me.
I have an idea of what's going on with you two now. You keep raising your eyebrows like you're both Joe Starkey when I make a bet, and then you exceed it.
9:55.
9:58.
9:58 to Malzi. DK Metcalf receiving yards this year. 9:58 to Malzi going once. 9:58 to Malzi going twice. 9:58 to Malzi sold.
Feel good about the number. That would be his lowest total since his rookie year.
What's he on pace for right now? He's averaging
51 and a half per game. So he's on pace for less than that, but I mean, I'm pretty confident still. He had 83 in the Jets game. His career average, he's never had a year more than 81 the second year of his career. He's usually sat in like the mid to upper 60s. I'm cool with that. I think that there's going to be a big game or two in there.
Next one up, after catching a two-point conversion, Darnell Washington, total catches in 2025. Catches for Mount Washington. I'll go five.
I'll go six.
I'll go 10.
Oh, boy, that is...
10.
Dicey.
Catches. He's got zero.
Because the two-pointer doesn't count.
No,
yeah.
It doesn't.
I'll go 11.
11 Darnell Washington catches to Malzi. Going once. Going twice. Sold.
I think that's a low number. I mean, last year he managed to get 19. Average in his career, 13.
Donnie, why'd you want to sit that one out?
I wasn't going like above 8, and you guys very quickly got there.
So you think it's all complete hogwash that he's going to be a part of their offense?
I mean, I'm a little bit concerned that he has a goose egg through the first two. The two-point conversion was nice.
Yeah.
He did look like somebody's big brother playing against their little brother on that two-pointer, which was very funny.
Jabril Peppers total tackles in a Steelers uniform. I will start with one. Going once.
So I need to put Steelers uniform in here. Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
We're saying whole season.
Yep.
Like, okay.
For the Steelers, though.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
If he gets like released somehow.
I've got seven right now.
10.
14.
15.
18.
19.
What are you looking at me all quizzical?
Jabril Peppers. Steelers tackles. 19. To who? To Donnie. Going once. Going twice. Sold.
Glad I got away from that one.
Why?
Because if Deshaun Elliott's injury is not some sort of long-term thing and he's maybe back as soon as, maybe post-Ireland game, then I think Jabril Peppers gets put back on special teams duty, and I don't know how many tackles he would make. What's the funnier one right now? T.J. Watt sacks over 16 or Broderick Jones allowed sacks?
Oh, I think T.J. can still get to 16 sacks.
I know Broderick can unfortunately get to 11 sacks allowed. We're hoping not.
My loser is Roman Wilson. That one I'm already counting as a loss.
Really?
Yeah.
Even if he hauls in like a big random catch and
I don't see the big random catch even happening.
I mean, I don't either, but
that's
I
why
feel
I'm
like...
saying it's a loser.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue.
And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Donnie's biggest football topic of the day. Before we get to that, though, football talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series, Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. My father said one of these actors who's portraying the adversaries.
Yeah.
Kind of a jerk.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I could go look at the cast, I feel like, and guess who.
Is Jimmy Smits in that show?
I mean, he pops up on every show for a season, and then...
That's what I'm saying.
He's in Dexter just randomly.
Dexter, Sons of Anarchy, he had a nice long run. What, NYPD Blue?
He was most known for NYPD Blue. When it was a scandal back then...
The West Wing.
Wasn't it a big scandal back in the day when they showed Dennis Franz's bare ass on network television? Wasn't
God,
that the big scandal?
That's such like a cellulite ass, too.
Right.
That's a big man's ass.
But I remember back in the 90s, hey, it was a big deal.
Nothing pretty about that ass.
You know, post 10 o'clock, they were going to show a butt, and I think it was, a terrible-looking guy butt on NYPD Blue.
And that the scriptwriters had to go to him and say, our big reveal for this season is that we're going to have your
no, they had to go to the
chubby
censors.
Ass.
I was too young for that. I always call Jimmy Smits like a bullpen actor. He's a good actor. That's not meant as a slight.
He'll come out of your bullpen?
Yeah, I mean, like if a show needs somebody to maybe give it a little spark mid-season, they're going out to the mound, they're tapping the arm, and here comes Jimmy Smits.
No, they might have accidentally shown, I think it was not accidentally, I think NYPD Blue, I had to look it up, Amy Brenneman, remember her? She's been on a million shows, too.
I don't think I do, unless
they
I saw her face.
They showed, quote, side angles of breasts and brief views of buttocks, outraging viewers. Yeah, I believe so.
Huh. What season? What episode?
I think it was like the series premiere, Pony.
Man, Tulsa King's got some good-ass reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
I have
man.
Heard very good things about that show.
Season 2 got 100% score.
Of which show?
Tulsa King.
Wow.
What if they did a season where all of the adversaries were just opponents that Rocky had? Of course, Carl Weathers has passed, but I mean, you
Clubber
still have
Lang
Dolph Lundgren.
Clubber Lang comes to Tulsa, trying
Mr.
to run
T.
the whiskey business. Oh, I was about to say Thunder Lips, but that ain't happening anymore, brother. Who else?
Spider Rico, maybe, from
dude,
the early one?
Actually, this is getting kind of grim kind of quick. Tommy Morrison was
I know,
Tommy
I was
Gunn,
thinking of him,
dead.
Too. George Washington Duke.
Could they get Mickey to come back from beyond the grave to be a crappy business manager
Donnie,
for him?
Donnie, guess who's in this
crappy
show,
quarterman?
Tulsa King? The guy who played Herc on The Wire. Do you remember him?
Yes.
The detective, the bald
yes.
guy? He's a
yeah,
big-time actor.
I remember him.
Well, I mean, it's a pretty big-time show, man.
Well, yeah, it's got Sylvester Stallone and my dad in it.
I like that you just sneak your dad in there as like... Frank Grillo's in it. Frank Grillo, I'm just assuming, without having seen the show... I am assuming that Frank Grillo is a bad guy because Frank Grillo has been a bad guy in every show he has ever been in.
Dwight the General Manfredi is the name of Sylvester Stallone's character.
Frank Grillo's character's names? Bill Bevilacqua.
I mean, the lead female in this movie or in this show who definitely is likely Sylvester Stallone's love interest has got to be like 30 years younger than him.
Andrea Savage?
Yeah. Isn't it funny the way that works?
She's 52.
And how old's he?
I mean, he's probably close to 80, right? Late 70s.
79.
Wow.
Wait, isn't Andrea Savage, doesn't she play the, I could have swore she played like the therapist in Step Brothers
or does.
Something.
She's in Step Brothers.
Okay, that's what, Denise, the therapist. She's like, this is a violation of everything or whatever. Isn't it at the end, she's like, this goes against everything I believe, but damn if he doesn't look good wearing that pirate hat.
Wait, which one was she into? John C. Riley or
Will
Ferrell?
She's into Will Ferrell, I believe.
Yeah.
No, because the other guy's wife is into John C. Riley.
Yes.
Man, Stallone looks like he's gotten some Botox done, huh? Holy crap.
You don't say.
You know who else does? Brady. Brady looks like he's got a plastic face.
He doesn't look like a real person. He does
What's
not.
What's going on with that,
they
man?
They showed him up in the booth for that Raiders game because it was all controversial. He looks like one of those like severe cartoon drawings of a bad guy where all the faces is just right angles.
Well, the stenographer, when he was in court for the...
Oh, he made him look like a horrifying human being.
Screwed him up just like
Uncle
Jim. It
was like Junior Soprano.
And Brady was all pissed about it, just like June was on Sopranos.
I got a take on Brady. I think he's still right now the greatest quarterback ever to play. Mahomes still has time to close a lot of ground there.
Yeah.
I could deal without pretty much everything involving Tom Brady post-playing career. He just kind of seems like an annoying, phony jackwagon.
I agree with what Crowley said. I think he's outstanding in interviews. I think he's a terrible color analyst. When he goes on
the whole bit, like, I'm an owner, I'm going to be looming over everyone.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
You know what there is? There's a lot of Michael Jordan tendencies there where I think he's like a borderline sociopath competitor who's hit it a little better.
No, I don't think he's hit it at all. By the way, speaking of Crowley, do you think that would you say this day is a win or a loss? He goes to the backyard brawl with all his college buddies. He sees West Virginia win. He loves West Virginia. He cries during Country Roads.
Even though it was a song written about the state of Virginia.
He sees all this happen with his own eyes.
Yeah.
But then he poops his pants.
He pooped his pants?
Yes.
That's a bad day. I'm sorry. You're married with children and you poop your pants. It's a bad day. If you're formally out of diapers, it's a bad day. The only way pooping your pants and something else happening isn't a bad day is if you win minimum $10 million in the lottery.
No, I think if I won a few hundred thousand dollars, it would still be worth it. But...
Can you imagine he just wins the Powerball?
He won nothing. All he has is a sentimental memory of watching his college football team win, but then he pooped himself.
And that is confirmed.
I mean, he said it
he
on the air.
His pants.
Unless he was making it up. Mulsey, text him right
Another
now.
Another great SNL sketch. Oops, I crap my pants.
Text him right now and ask him, did you poop your pants after the backyard brawl?
All right.
Donnie, is that a W or an L for the day?
I think it's an L if that really happened. Everything else was so great. I mean, but
that's like the Falcons blowing a 28-3 lead right there. You're thinking you're having one of the best days of your life, and then you poop yourself?
Crowley, did you poop your pants after the backyard brawl? Sorry, I'm doing this on Siri. Here we go. Let's see what he says.
By the way, we still haven't gotten to Donnie's debrief. Go ahead, Donnie, hit it.
The debrief, September 16th. 2025. So the Steelers have signed a receiver that might hurt Pony's Roman Wilson auction house bet. Isaiah Hodgins, who last played with the Giants, has signed with the team per Jordan Schultz. So what I did, I texted our buddy Sean Marash at WFAN.
Yeah.
With that tweet, and then just a question of, is this guy a bum?
Is that literally how you worded it?
Yes.
I'm going to guess he's going to say complimentary things because he helped the Giants win a playoff game a couple years ago.
He did. He gave a way more positive review than I anticipated. He said, very quick, slick route runner, plays a big slot, was huge in the playoff run. Problem is, no specials and isn't all that fast. Good hands, good route runner, kind of in no man's land in the league right now. A third or fourth option, but provides nothing on special teams. he will be a fan favorite kind of guy that's easy to root for, but not a big time difference maker.
He's like you didn't ask him to write you Encyclopedia
he's
Britannica.
He's like another tight end. This is what he described there.
So that would be a roster with five tight ends now.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I described him, but I didn't. He gave you a biblical text back on that.
No, he sent like five texts.
All right, we got an answer from Crowley. You guys ready?
Yes.
Crowley, did you poop your pants after the brawl? Instantaneous response at approximately 11:35 Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, my God.
What time did he say?
11:35 p.m. That was a 3:30 kick. So 4 hours after the brawl, he was still so hammered that he pooped himself.
Was he at home or was he with his buddies? Do we know how that went?
I'm going to write, where were you?
I told you guys.
And who were you with?
I told you guys. Oh, my goodness.
Who admits that? Just lie and say you didn't.
Oh, God.
Why is he telling the truth? I'm serious.
I think it is an L. I mean,
it's a West Virginia team that's going nowhere. You just lost to Ohio last week. You're not going to win the BCS.
It's a huge the BCS.
You know what I mean?
It's a huge rivalry game, and he's there, and he hears Country Roads, and it's a dramatic comeback. All that's fine and dandy, but you wrap it all up.
I mean, what a denouement of that story.
And what did he do?
I just wrote, where were you and who were you with? And I'm expecting a response here.
Yeah, I mean, you got to throw everything away.
Oh, right?
That's not salvageable.
Oh, my God. That's brutal, dude.
I'm waiting for him to actually send a response here. I really hope he...
I mean, that's...
Where did you first hear this? That this had happened to
he
him?
He said it on the air. And I'm shocked it hasn't become a bigger story.
He wrote 11:35 Eastern Standard Time. I assume that's before or after the game and not before it. Because if he pooped 4 hours before the game,
it was definitely after.
All right, we got the dots on my phone here, so vamp for a second because we've got an answer coming from our guy.
How do you let that happen to yourself?
I think I've...
He's got to be pushing 30 now, right?
Oh,
Adam?
He's like 34. Oh, he's well into his 30s.
Yeah.
I was
yeah,
just,
he's probably like 5 or so years older than me.
Here's the thing. Here's where it happened at his house by himself. I was just taking a leak at my house with a big smile on my face. So,
trusted a fart.
Time out. If I think there's even the slightest chance.
You're already in there.
Yep.
No. If I think there's even the slightest chance, especially at home, that a pee could lead to an involuntary poop. I'm sitting down to pee.
Turn it around.
Don't drown. Right? Holy crap. So he's, just to create the picture, standing at toilet in his own home, just taking a leak and then a turd comes.
Well,
like,
at least if that's the case, he likely only had like boxers or briefs on or whatever. It's not like he was fully clothed, I would assume.
I guess it's foreign to me that you could think that such a thing might happen. Because your body would be telling you that there's a chance this would happen, and you just stand up. BLV in the YouTube comments. Didn't Pony admit to pissing the bed? Why is he laughing so hard? Fair point.
Okay, let me see if I can sum up a response to that. That was me partying, getting pretty much blackout drunk. And it wasn't like an all-time day in my life that I ruined. It was just a Friday or Saturday.
Well, DPJ has your back here. He says being drunk and peeing in a bed is way more acceptable than pooping yourself.
Yes,
when awake.
And that also happened to me like when I was in my 20s. You just said he's almost 35?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable, dude.
I think this person, there's one more person who said, I think this is like a Crowley commercial. He said, Doran, it's Crowley. I pooped my pants. I pooped him hard, Doran.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.